We are in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Hey. Okay, there's only one Sif. We started this, we gave an intro yesterday. The Dinim of Milking Behemoths on Yontif. Okay, so I don't really want to go over everything we did yesterday. I don't think we need to go over everything we did yesterday. But I'll tell you where we're holding today, after we did yesterday's introduction. Basically, with milking on Yontif, perhaps you could say Shabbos as well, but let's stick to Yontif for now. With milking on Yontif, milking cows, milking goats, there are three issues involved. One issue is mefarek, which is a tolda of dash, which is an extension of threshing, similar to schita, squeezing out grapes and olives to get the their juices. Okay, this, the Mishabura in the introduction that we saw yesterday, brought down in line 3, and in the Sharatziun on the bottom, in Ois Aleph, he brings down that that is the opinion of the Gra and Rabbi Kiva Eger, Mima Shmoos HaTosus. Based on Tosus, that's how they understand the Isser milking on Yontif. The Sharatziun continues and tells us that the Magen Avraham holds that it's a problem of Muksa. The animal is Muksa, and therefore by extension, the milk is Muksa. That the Sharatziun Ois Aleph goes on to say in the name of the Magen Avraham. Then the Sharatziun continues and brings down from the Elyu Rabbah that it's in fact a problem of nolad. Something that changes form on Yontif is going to be usr. Okay. Now, there's different nafkaminas depending on what you hold is the problem. For example, we already discussed numerous times, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, how far do we take the isr muksa on Yontif? And Rabbi Shimon has a more lenient opinion of muksa. So animals are not going to be muksa on Yontif according to Rabbi Shimon, and therefore, according to the Ramah that we saw in the beginning of Hilchas Yontif in Siman Tov Tzadi Hei, the Ramah there brings down the Yesh Omer that there's no problem muksa on Yontif. And that would release problem number 2. Now there are those who go so far as to say that there's no nolad on Yontif either. That's not the conclusion of the Ramah over there. The Ramah over there is lenient in Muksa and Machmir in Nolad, but there is an opinion, like Reb Shimon, that Nolad is lenient when it comes to certain types of Nolad, and this would be included in that type of Nolad, that it would be also be Mutter. Okay, and even within the first example, we'll see that there are differences. Okay, now. Okay, we did this introduction. Let's just jump into the Shulchan Aruch now. Okay, so there's basically what I've seen, three types of animals. There's an animal that's prepared to be eaten. You're planning on shechting it in the near future and eating it. That kind of animal is not, according to everybody, is not muksa on Yontif because it's omid lachila. You're allowed to shecht on Yontif and eat the animal. Then there are animals that are there not for eating but for milking, or for, in the case of a chicken, laying eggs, or they're there just to have babies. Which, so that's the type of animal that might be muksa on Yontif because it's not prepared and it's not designated for eating. It's meant to be giving its milk and making babies, and then down the line, at the end of his career, I guess you'll plan on eating him. But right now, he is muksa. He's set aside. He's not there for eating on Yontif. So here the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Behema shihomedes la'achila. This animal is designated for achila, and therefore the animal is not muksa. And if the animal is not muksa, we said, then the milk is not, then by extension, the milk should not be muksa. V'rotze lachlov ota le'echol achalav. Now, you want to milk such an animal on Yontif. Im l'kidera she'ein ba'ochlin, asa. If you want to milk it into an empty bowl, an empty cup, it's going to still be asa. However, v'miyesh ba'ochlein mutter, but if you want to milk the animal straight into your bowl of cornflakes, it's going to be mutter. U'kagon shabal ha'chalav l'sakno, where the milk is coming to give taste to the cornflakes. O sheish bo pirurin, or you have some crumbs of bread, whatever, and the chalav nivla b'hem, and the milk is absorbed inside. So this is, we spoke out yesterday, the idea that me'ikar adin, you're even allowed to squeeze grapes and olives onto your food. We said the rach was machmir, and Mishabura says that tov lahachmir kedvara, but me'ikar adin, most Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, me'ikar adin, as long as you're squeezing it onto a food and it's there to give taste to the food, it's going to be okay. So hu adin, when you're milking the cow onto food, it's going to be okay. But that, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is provided that the animal itself is not muksa, the animal is omed la'achila. Look at the Mishabura Sifkatan Aleph. Omedes la'achila. Aval behema shomedes la'gadov la'adov, but an animal that's there to have babies, o la'chaliva, or it's a milking animal, osur la'chlov afidu d'toch ochlin, you're not allowed to milk it even into food. Okay, why is that? Hold on. So that was the beginning of the Hakdama. And if you go back to the top of the page, and Mishabur in his Hakdama said, Asur lechol behema shomedes lachaliva, o legad of vlodes biyantiv, afidu daitu lechol miyad, mishu mafarik, tuhu toldu didash. Because of this mafarik, it's like schita. Why? Because the animal itself has a din of psoles, it's like the chaff covering the wheat, and to separate the wheat from the chaff is a problem of threshing. And there the Mishabura goes on in his introduction, says it doesn't matter if you're doing it into an empty kli or a full kli. But if the animal is omid la'achila, the hanu la'shachta, you're planning on shachting it, I went back to the introduction on line 6, 7, 8. So then the animal does not have the status of psoles, and therefore it's not similar to the malacha of threshing at all. The kula ochel hu. It's all ochel. The animal is ochel. It's giving off ochel. It's like squeezing the grapes onto the salad to give taste to the salad. The al kain, continuing in the introduction, imchole v'toch kedesh, sheish ba'ochlin shari, if you do it onto food, it's going to be mutter. De mashke ba'la ochel ka'ochel dami, liquid going into food has the status of food. V'avi kemafrid ochel mi ochel, when I squeeze something, the liquid is usser. But when the liquid goes straight into the food, so it's like, we don't view it as a liquid at all. It's for food into food. Food becoming food. But, if you're doing it into an empty kli, so then it's going to be usser. I'm still in the introduction. Now you change its form. You did it into an empty kli. The animal is omid lachila. So the animal has this din of ochel. But if you're doing it into empty kli, ochel into liquid is like grapes into grape juice. Or olives into olive oil. That's going to be a problem. Okay, so that's, you know, we're juggling between different Isurim over here, between the three Isurim. So Mishabura points out that the milk is going to be usur because of Nolad, and then the Sharatzi and Ois Beis, he says, if the milk is usur, then I'm not allowed to milk the animal, because the only reason perhaps I'd be allowed to milk the animal is to eat the milk, but if the milk becomes usur, at least on Yontif, then I can't milk the animal on Yontif. Da'ava yachaliva shelo letzorech Yontif. If we continue in the introduction, the Gra says that the Iker Isser is Mishum Mefarek, like the threshing. Zui Dasa Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's continue in the Shulchan Aruch. So we have a Behema, which is Omid La'achila. If you want to milk it onto food, onto straight into the cornflakes, it's okay. If you want to milk it into an empty kli, it is not okay. Mishvesef katan dalit. Why is it okay directly onto the cornflakes? Divizet lo havi ala chalav sheim nolad. It's not called nolad because it's not called the liquid. It didn't change form. It's food to food. It's like a cow to cornflakes. It didn't change its form. Diyeshalas sheim ochal came and demal ochal. Since the milk is going straight into the food to give taste to the food, it has the status of food. Umi karagam kein ochal. and it started out as food, came into behema because we're dealing with an animal that's oimed la'achila. Okay, but okay, so in order for it to be mutter, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we need two ingredients. We need for the animal to be oimid la'achila, the animal is designated for to be eaten, to be shechted and eaten, A, and B, I need to milk it onto food. That's according to the Shulchan Aruch. If I am missing one of the ingredients, let's say I'm milking it straight into a cup, that is going to be asur. Let's say the animal is not oimid la'achila, according to the Shulchan Aruch, that's going to be asur. But if you look at the very end of the introduction, the Mishnah says, "Yesh min harishonim shesovim da'afila behem ha'omedes lachalava mutter lachlovata l'toch hakderash yesh ba'ochlin." Here at the end of the introduction, okay, the Mishnah brings down that there are rishonim. That's not how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But the Ari Shonim that say, as long as you're milking into the cornflakes, it doesn't matter if the animal is oimid la'achila, or the animal is there for milking, or the animal is there to have babies, it's mutter regardless. Now, if we jump back down to where we are in the Mishabura, in the middle of Sifkaton Dalid, now the Mishabura brings it down again. Vida, the Yesh min harishonim shemekilin afilu bebehem haomedes lachaliva legado vlados. There are Rishonim that are lenient even if the animal is there not for eating, but only for milking and legado vlados. Okay, now that's against the Shulchan Aruch, but there are Rishonim like that. Vinira de mamako minia simchas yantif, if that's all you have to eat. You have no other food to eat for yantif. She'ein loma yochal ki machalei chalav, you only have machalei chalav, and the chalav is in the cow. So yesh lismo chazalaka, we could rely on the Rishonim who hold, not like the Shulchan Aruch, that even if the animal is not omed to be eaten, I can milk the cow, my yantif meal is going to be cornflakes, I can milk the cow directly onto the cornflakes, even though the cow is not food, is not meant to be food. If you look at the Sharatian Ois Hey, okay, he says, Chana b'Ois Gimel, which we skip. For homework, you can look at Ois Gimel, where he brings down the Rishonim who have both opinions. The animal has to be omid la'achila, or the animal does not have to be omid la'achila. And here he tells him, the Daz ha'taz. The Taz is the one who's lenient. Lismoch ala razor, the Taz relies on the Balama. Or, Shematir ha'chalav, I'm in Ois Hey in the Sharat Zion, where the Taz is making like the Balama. Or, Shematir ha'chalav, af bibehem ha'omedis la'chaliva, even when the animal is omid for milking. The al hachalav ain aleh shem muksa. Just because the animal might have the status of muksa, that does not mean that the muksa status transfers onto the milk. Now, if you continue, skip a line, the Mishnah points out from the Maimer Mordechai that the Rishonim all disagree with the Baal HaMor. Okay? And the Achronim, all or many of them, disagree with the Taz. Okay, mikol makom. Now I'm in the third to last line in the Sharat Zion. Again, we're still in Ois Hey. Mikom Makom. B'makom b'niyas simchas yantif near elohakel. If that's all you're planning on eating for yantif is your cornflakes, you need that milk for your yantif seuda. You don't have fleishiks. You don't have what you need. So near elohakel. So one can be lenient. Ukamosh yikasa l'chayadim. The chayadim writes that b'di'eve b'shas l'tchak one's stuck. You don't know what to eat for yantif, you can rely on the taz that allows you to milk directly into food, even if the animals that you're milking are not there to be eaten. Even though the animals are basically muksa, you can't shech the animal, but you can milk onto the food. Why are we being so lenient? Continues the Sharatzin. D'yesh etzarf l'zadas ha-Ramban b'mochomets b'shem ha-Go'inim. D'mash ha-Demeke b'chol gavnei. Again, it's a Ramban b'shem ha-Go'inim. That sounds like they're Meke l'gamre. When she goes to base mayor. V'af l'ha'osir, and even those that are asering the milking of the cow into the food in general, ain bo isa daraisa k'mor shekazati b'bir halacha. And we'll soon see the bir halacha, where you're not dealing with an isa daraisa for the most part when it comes to milking on yantif. V'komokom im efshir ayidei goy tov yoser. It's better if you can have a goy do it. Okay. So he stacks up the sides and shows why b'di'evet, even though it's not the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, one can rely on the Taz, even though it's a Baal Amor, which most Rishonim don't agree with, and the Taz, most Poskim don't agree with it, but the Chai Adam and the Mishabur in the end comes out l'kula when a person is stuck because there's enough room for leniency. And one of the rooms for leniency that he pointed out over here is that you're not dealing with so much of a shaila of a daraisa anyway when it comes to milking on yontif. Let's see that now in the Bir Halacha. Look at the Bir Halacha. Dibar masra shehi oimedes la'achila. Ay mishabura machikasan de benakom minia simchas yontif. We wrote in the Mishabura that if you're going to lose your simchas yontif because that's all you have to eat for the suda, so yesh lismach lahakel, you can be lenient. Ah, mi behema haomedis lachaliva, even if it's an animal that's there for milking and not for shechting. But ayim b'sharat tziyun machikasavnu bazeh. We just saw the sharat tziyun. V'od. Now he's going to explain to us more reasons lahakel. To the Das HaRambam b'cholev l'ochlin af b'shabbos hurak midrabbanim shum de'erin derech prika b'kach. The normal way of milking a cow is into an empty, clean kli. To milk a cow, so I'm milking on Shabbos, we said yesterday, most Rishon holds also minatar. But the Rambam writes, if you're going to milk onto food, that's not the normal way of milking, and it's not the normal byproduct of milking, and it's downgraded to an issa d'rabbanim, according to the Rambam. The Rambam says that mufurish. Umilvad calls that, and aside for that, that the Rambam holds it when you milk directly into food, even on Shabbos, it's only going to be a d'rabbanim. Etzem din itzer chalivi b'yontif avshe lo letoch ochlin, just the general milking on yontif, even if it's not into food, imhu letoch osayom, if you want it for that day. So the kama poskim aimbo itzer daraisa mishum da ochal nefeshu. So then he discusses this even deeper. It says like this. We learned in the beginning of Siman Tov Tzadi Hei, which we've already alluded to and spoken out numerous times, that there are a bunch of malachos that really are for food, but according in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rambam and most Rishonim, the Dirabbanan Asid. I can't pick an apple off a tree on Yontif and eat it, even though it would seem to be Ochal Nefesh. However, the Yisr of doing that is only Dirabbanan. So threshing is one of those things that's to provide yourself with food on Yontif. It is aser, but according to the Rambam, it's only aser midrabbanim. But continues the Bir Halacha, even those that hold that those malachas listed in the beginning in Tav Tzadi Hey Beis, even those that hold that those malachas are daraisa, even on yontif, even though they're ochal nefesh. However, he holds, even the Rabban and the Rashba hold that picking the apple is going to be aser min atar. I mean, in that particular example, they might not hold that way. But here he's saying, even the Rabban and the Rashba, who are machmir, hold that those malachas of kotzer and tochein and schita, those malachas are aser min atar. It could be if you only do a little bit to eat for that day, even they would agree that it's only going to be aser midrabbanan. Then he points out a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Kuf Yudalit. If someone's sick and they need to suck milk directly from a goat, is it Asa min Atayra or is it only Asa min Rabbanan? In the end of the Bir, at the end of the Bir Halacha, the next page at least, the second page of the Bir Halacha, the second to last line, Zemikomakom came into Iker Ha'isa the Kama Poskim Hudurabanan. According to many, many poskim, most poskim, the Isser anyway is only Durabanan. And therefore, Ein Biyadin Limchas Biyar Mekinim B'cholev La'ochlin. So if you want to milk directly onto the cornflakes from an animal that's there for milking, and that's supposed to be your meal, and you're going to lose your Simchas Yontif, so then he says that we can't stop those who want to be lenient again, even though it's against the Shulchan Aruch. But the whole thing sounds like it's a derabanan, and into food is downgraded again into a derabanan because it's not the normal way of doing it. And the arishonim who allow you to milk into food, even if the animal is there for milking, even though that's not the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Taz and the Baal Mor, and there's enough rishonim to rely on that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, like the Chai Adam, that when necessary, when a person's stuck, he can be lenient and milk directly onto food, even from an animal that you're not allowed to eat on Yantif because it's not designated for eating, but it's designated for milking or having babies. Okay. Continues the Mechaber, line 3. Aba HaCholev Kol Tzono, someone who's doing a lot of milking, literally all his goats, Lo hutar b'nei prusa sheno sein bakli. Just because we said that there's a heter to milk directly onto the cornflakes, that's when the milk is giving taste to the cornflakes. But to put a Cheerio in a bucket and then have a whole bucket milking onto the Cheerio and say I'm doing it onto food and it's going to be mutter, that does not work. Mishabrisif Katan Zion. Milsa de Pshita Nokat. The Mechaber has said something pashut, that you obviously can't milk all of your animals because you threw in one piece of bread into the bucket. That Iker. The point is, the Eini Tarachalav al Yidei Ma'at Lechem Shinosim Vitachtas Akli. You put one piece of bread in the bottom of the Kli that does not allow you to milk the cows and have a bucket full of milk. Kol Kama de Ein Rov Chalav Nivla Bo. Unless most of the milk is absorbed in the food, or most of the milk is used for the food. Many people don't know this, and they think there's a blanket heter, as long as it's into food, it's going to be mutter. And it's not true. It's only when it's there to give taste to the food. It's only there, only heter when it's absorbed in the food. Not time you put a piece of food on the bottom of a bucket and fill up a bucket of milk. That is 100% usser. That's called into an empty bucket. That's not called into food. Okay, says the Rama, Hagav, the Eino Yehudi Acholei Behema B'Yantif, when a guy milks an animal in Yantif, the Yisroel Ro'ehu, and the Jew is watching him, Yesh Lahakel. One can be lenient. Ach, but no gubo iser ve'ein l'shanos. But the meaning is that it's that we hold it to be usser, even though there's room to be mekel, and one should not change the minig, one should treat it as if it is usser. Now, why does he say the Jew is watching him? Says the Mishnah Pesiv Katan Tes. Dim Einro Ehu, if the Jew is not watching the guy milking the cow, also the Yisrael Olam Mishdosam, then the Jew can never eat the milk. Nothing to do with Yantif. Kedis Sibirdes, Simon Kuf Tezvav. That's called Chalav Yisroa. It's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah of Avodah Zarah, Paskin in Yeredeya Kuf Tezvav. A Jew must watch the guy milking the animals. Otherwise, we're afraid that there might be a non-kosher milk from a camel, milk from a pig, mixed into the milk. And that is a halacha psuka, that's a mishnah, that's a gemara, that's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Nowadays, where there's government supervision, so Rav Moshe Feinstein said, Yeshua actually brings it down. In footnote 7, he brings down a discussion from the Chazon Ish on it, and Rav Moshe. Anyway, the famous heter in America, the famous shuah from Rav Moshe, is that there's government supervision. So, it's a Delwood, there's no Jew there watching them milk the cows, but you know, because there's government supervision and government inspection, and it is not worthwhile for Delwood to be mixing in camel's milk or pig's milk. They're going to, it's a funny tshuva, because Rav Moshe says that the fine, they're going to get such a knas, such a fine, that it's not going to be worth it for them, and therefore you have this knowledge that they didn't do it, and knowledge, seeing something is like knowledge, and here you have the knowledge without seeing it, and that's good enough. And then he says that it's a bal nefesh, should be machmer, it's better to be machmer, and be makbid on Chalav Yisrael, even in America. But he holds that Me'ikar Adin, it's not necessary, and you don't have to be makbid on Chalav Yisrael. Not because he's Chash V'Sholom going against the Mishnah, and the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, but because he holds that the government supervision is considered a Jew watching it, because you know for sure that they're not going to mix it in. So that's one tshuva that Rav Moshe has. And the second tshuva they sent him, and I don't know, it's probably in the 50s, 60s, I don't know what year, the tshuva is written, they told him that the knas for mixing in camel's milk into regular milk and selling it as cow's milk in America is $25. And it doesn't sound like such a big, whatever. So Rav Moshe writes that even though the knas might only be $25, but imagine what the front page of the paper, the goyim, want to know what they're drinking also. So if you advertise you're serving camel's milk or pig's milk, the goyim don't mind drinking that, perhaps. But if you're advertising cow's milk and you're putting in camel's milk or pig's milk, that's going to make a big stink. And even if it's only a $25 fine, and the fine is not enough a deterrent, but when the headlines on the New York Times is that Delwood cow milk is mixed with camels, so that's going to make them lose enough, even goyish business, they're going to lose so much business over it, so it's totally not worth their while, and therefore the government supervision is enough, and the government inspection, and it's as if you know for sure that it's cow's milk, and then Me'ikar HaDin, one can be lenient to eat regular milk in New York. Now, it doesn't mean this applies in India and other countries where they don't have such supervision and the people are not so makbid. But at least in America, and there's a discussion in different countries, a discussion about the Chiloni Kibbutzim, the discussion in England, a discussion in different places. But Rav Moshe wrote his true verse for the United States of America, Me'ikar HaDin is Mutter, and he says, Abal Nefesh should be Machmer. So it's better to be Machmer, but it's a Chumrah, and Me'ikar HaDin is going to be Mutter. So here the Mechaber says, we have the guy milking the cow in Yontif, the Jew's watching, because otherwise the milk's not kosher. Yesh lo hakel, says the Mishnah Sifkat in Yud, haynu afilu im chalava l'kedei reikonis, even if the guy milks directly into an empty kli, the lo mikri nolad, it's not called nolad. Why is it not called nolad when he milks a cow into an empty kli? V'nei she yisoh atlo hayamutu l'achlova to l'kedei reshiyesh ba'ochlin, because a Jew could have milked the cow onto onto the cornflakes, and therefore when the guy does it into an empty kli, the alkein therefore bechlal muchanu, it's not considered nolad. Now the Sharatzion Ois Ches points out that many achronim bring down this reason. He doesn't understand it at all. Ma kesher, how does that help you at all? And the Bir Agra has a different reason why it would be okay. Okay, this whole discussion. And the Ramah concludes, but even to have a guy do it, even though Me'ikar HaDin it should be Mutter, but the meaning is that it's Aser. Mishra Sifkat Yir Aleph, Hainu, Dibikidera Rekonis Aser Af Ba'akum HaCholev. If it's an empty kli, then even with a guy, you should be Machmir. But if the guy milks directly onto your cornflakes from his own animal, even if his own animal is a milking cow and not an eating cow, it's going to be okay. But not only that, but a Jew can milk from a goyisha milking cow, even the chatchila, directly onto the cornflakes. Because what's the problem if it's not a cow that's there for eating, but rather there for milking? The cow is muksa. The cow is not edible on Yontif. It's not set aside for eating. But that's only by a Jewish cow. There's no Jewish cows, but a cow owned by a Jew. But a cow that's owned by a goy, by definition, is not muksa, because the goy's stuff is not muksa. The goy's cow is not, the goy doesn't have to prepare, this cow I'm eating, this cow I'm not eating for Yontif. This is not, he's out of the Yontif game. So the animals of a goy are by definition not muksa, and therefore you don't have to worry what kind of animal is this, and you can milk it directly onto the cornflakes. The goy can milk it directly onto the cornflakes, the Jew can milk it directly onto the cornflakes. It's only by an animal owned by a Jew we have to say, well, wait a second, we already said the chatzchila has to be an animal that's there for eating, but the eved, okay, b'shas adchak, we say one could be mekel even if the animal is not there for eating. Okay. Continues the Ramah, Miu b'yantif shel galias, when dealing in chutz la'aretz with 2 days of yantif, and you milk the cow in yantif rishon, mutter b'yom tov sheni, the milk will be mutter on the second day of yantif, because, as we've said in the past, it was started as a suffek, and since it was 2 days of yantif, and therefore, if the first day is yantif, then the second day is not yantif, it's not yantif, I can drink the milk that was milk yesterday. And if the yesterday was not Yontif and today is Yontif, both days can't be Yontif. So if it's milked on one day, you can eat it on the second day, because if it was milked the first day, if yesterday was Yontif, today is not Yontif. If today is Yontif, then yesterday was not Yontif, and either way, you'd be allowed to drink the milk. Okay, let's finish up the Ramah. If you can ask a guy to milk your animal on Shabbos, Ayin le'el siman shin hei sin chav. Siman shin hei talks about the halachas of your animals on Shabbos. Ayin le'el comes in Tavkuf Yud Tzif hei imut la'amid chalav l'asos gvina b'yantif. So we'll see in Tavkuf Yud coming up in the coming weeks about turning the milk into cheese on Yontif. I just want to take a look at Shin Hei Chav. Now, this is not very relevant for most of us, but this was very relevant, and it is still very relevant in Eretz Yisrael, where there are Jews living on the kibbutzim and moshavim, and they have these big, I don't know what they call, barns with the animals, with the milking, and it's something that's a big issue for them. So the Mechaber says in Shin Hei Seif Chav, even though milking an animal on Shabbos is also min ha-Torah, we allow the Amira la'akum to tell the guy to milk the animal because it's tzar balechayim, because it's the animal's in pain. The mommy cow, as long as she has the udder fills up with milk, and she's in pain unless she can give off the milk. Shachalav mitzara, the chalav is causing her pain, so we'll allow Amira la'akum to ask the guy to milk the cow. V'chalav aser bo b'yom. That milk is aser on Shabbos. You can only drink it after Shabbos. V'yesh omim shetzarech liknoso min agoy b'davram. What? And some say that you should actually buy that milk from the goy for a little something. Shalei enir kecholei v'tzarech yisol. So it doesn't look like he's milking on your behalf. He's milking to save the pain from the cow, not for you. Now the Mishabura over there in Siman Shin Hey Sif Katan Ayin Aleph points out Kasava Rambam Hachole V'toch Kli Chayav. If your milk on Shabbos into an empty Kli Chayav, the Toch Ochel Pater, like we just saw in the Bir Alacha by us, the milk onto food is going to be us Pater Aval Aser, Pater Aval Aser Midrabanim. V'chalav aser afilu cholev v'toch ochel. Even if you milk into the food on Shabbos, it's going to be aser. Kevan dabehema ein ru'i l'achila v'avi muksa. So on Yontif, we said, depends on what kind of animal it is, according to the Shulchan Aruch. If it's an animal set aside for eating, it's not muksa. If it's an animal not set aside for eating, it is muksa. But on Shabbos, all the animals are muksa. You can't eat animals on, you can't shecht an animal on Yontif to eat it. So all the animals have the status of being muksa. Now, what's the iser of milking a cow directly onto, for this is the rabban of milking a cow directly onto food on Shabbos? So here, the Dirshu footnote 35 brings down three opinions. Either it's dosh, like we said, it's like schita. The Chazon Ish says that it's a muksa problem, and the Sharatzion by us says, we saw that you're milking something shelo l'tzarech hayom, because you're not allowed to eat it today, because it's milk today. The milk came out today, you're not allowed to eat. So therefore, if you're not allowed to eat it today, so then you're not allowed to do it today. Then the Mishabura goes on to say, okay, so basically, yeah, so Mishabur Sifkat and Ayin Gimel over there has all discussion why do you have to buy it from the guy, B'dover Mu'at. So Mechaber says, doesn't look like he's doing it for you. So he says, the first opinion holds that Amir La'akum, you're allowed to ask the guy to do that which is usher for me to do Minatayr, which is milking the cow, because the cow's in pain. The Yesh Omer, which says that I have to buy it from the guy, buy the milk from the guy, holds that Amira Lachlov Lo Huter Klal. There is no heter at all to milk a cow on Shabbos unless the guy is doing it for himself. So the guy does it for himself, and then the Jew has to buy it afterwards for him. However, he says the Olam is noigin kisvara rishona, that because of the pain that is caused by the filled up udders, that we allow the Amira la'akum to just ask the guy to do it, even though the Jew is not necessarily buying it back from him. Okay, so that is the conclusion of Siman Tov Kuf Hey.